how was I supposed to know that by clicking on this CAPTCHA link that says I'm not a robot, I was going to put a virus on our studio computer here? It's 99.7 DJX.
To be fair, I got the same notice. It was a website we both go to every day, and we have a subscription to.
Yeah, and uncharacteristically, it pops up this, hey, we just want to verify that you're not a robot. Click this CAPTCHA. And I was like, oh, all right.
This is new. Is this a new, like, security measure that they've adopted for this particular site that we go to every day?
I know. And it's like I'm all of a sudden my mom. And I'm like, no, mom, no, don't click on those things. Uh-huh. But I'm just like, oh, okay, well, let me just
fine.
Click.
And then it can find out what's going on.
And then it says, oh, all you need to do now is hold down the Windows key and hit V and then hit copy and hit enter. And I was like, okay, well, that's strange.
And
that's
enter your social security number.
Yeah. Well, that's a strange thing to ask. But, you know, normally they just ask, you know, what's your maiden name? What's your wife's maiden name or something?
Click on all the pictures that have a bike.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what they're doing now. So I guess I'm just going to do that.
And then
right when I did that, it pops up one of those C prompt windows that shows like the old style DOS like thing, and then it just disappears.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I was like,
what did I do? Did I do something bad? I feel like I've been
and
I did
so
bad.
Kelly, and listen, it's just you and I talking, right?
Sure.
I did it again.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What? I thought that you just did it once. And you were like, I'm not going to do that again. Hopefully that didn't invite a virus into the computer.
Well,
you did it again?
Listen, it's because the CAPTCHA I'm not a robot thing, it didn't go away.
Oh.
So I was like,
oh, maybe it didn't
so
get
I,
my clicky clicks the so first wait, time.
Hang on. So I see it didn't go away. I was like, well, normally it opens the website after I prove I'm not a robot. Well, I should probably try it again.
Let's do that again.
And so I literally, Kelly, did it again.
What did you do?
And I feel like I'm 85 years old. Now,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know computers. Normally, I'm really kind of like, I have the spidey sense. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look right.
There are emails from corporate that tell you about the emails you don't open. Now there's going to be another email from corporate about this.
Listen, everybody who's texting right now, you can just chill out, all right? I'm getting so many. Mason's like, I work in IT. Ben, you're killing me right now. I'm wincing hearing this. I'm telling you. And so I...
Oh, Sean, Ben just copy and pasted a virus directly into Windows command prompts.
Yes, of course I did. Of course I did. And so I don't know. Okay. So
there's an Urkel. Did I do that?
Now listen. There's a moment where I thought, oh, maybe that's bad. So I just close out of the window.
Oh,
and then I just kind of forget about it.
Yeah,
and
go then, about your day.
And then Kelly kind of comes in and we're doing our thing. And then I go, hey, Kelly, if you're trying to go to this website, there's something weird that come up. And she was like, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I just closed out.
I go, okay, I didn't. And so we go about our day, and then so like 4 hours later I contact IT, and so in that time I'm sure whatever Russian bot that I've downloaded onto
fully embedded in all the things
that is like
computer.
Here's passwords. I just had just decided to, you know, update my 401k at that point, you know.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so I contact IT, and I'm like, hey. So I think I might have downloaded a virus.
I think I did something bad. But I didn't mean to.
And so, like, you know, it's one of those emergency, like 911 things that you do for IT. This is like a big problem, not like a little one. Right. And so they get back to me pretty quickly and they're like, okay, you know, let us get in there and run a virus scan and all. I mean, it was a thing for several hours.
Oh, and so, okay.
I got a notice last night from them. Your computer's clear now.
Clear now?
I was like, what does that mean? Was it not before, or did you just
clear?
Yeah, so
it's like the little woman from Poltergeist. This house is clear. Oh wow! So they did have to go and do the things and save us.
Yeah. So
from the viral bots you let run amok in the
for hours
in the studio
computer. hours.
Wow. No telling what it had access to.
So it's been a minute since I've caused an issue at work. We'll say it's been a minute.
We're not going to talk about wrecking all the station
vehicles. No. We don't need to bring that up.
We're not going to talk about dropping the F-bomb on the air.
Kelly,
when the consultant was listening.
Kelly,
we're not going to talk about that either. Yes,
these are new owners.
I have a clean slate. We are starting fresh with new mommy
and
daddy.
So stop. It's nay on the swearing A and on the wrecking A.
They probably didn't hear.
Obviously not. As Natalie pointed out,
maybe 4 to 6 people are listening.
Yes,
so
exactly. We're fine.
It's probably fine.
So anyways, that was my little like, you know.
It's fine now.
I may have accidentally copied and pasted and downloaded a virus onto our studio computer that everyone here at 99.7 DJX works on.
Sure.
Anybody that you hear on the air at DJX has to work on this computer that I have may have, you know, caused an issue with.
Do you think I need to send a message like, hey, I got that prompt, but I closed it? Like, is that enough if the prompt just shows up?
Kelly, I'm not the person to ask, obviously.
Sean, do you know?
You asking people IT who have texted
on
us?
The text line? Yes.
Mason, IT guy from
E-Town. You guys seem to know some things. Did I just from getting the prompt? Is that bad?
Am I at risk by being in proximity to Ben who did this?
I was sitting on the other side of the console. Am I in danger? Should I go get sanitized? I don't understand.
Hey, let us know how you screwed up at work. That'd be nice. All right.
I love the tone with the message. Is it's clear now. Now,
yeah, 502-795-1997.
Hours of work. Thank you for that.
We didn't have anything else to do today.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, he says I'm good. I didn't click on it. We're good.
All right. Good. All right. 502-795-1997. We have a couple minutes. We could take some of your stories. Maybe you did something like me. Boo boo.
Just a little boo-boo.
On 99.7 DJ, we'll do it next. Did you accidentally download a virus onto your work computer also?
The fact that you pointed out that we have new owners, this is such... What a great start we're off to.
Listen, they don't know the full scope of the Ben and Kelly show, all right?
You're right.
They only know, you know, our ratings and the fact that we've been around for a while, you know?
That's right. We get good report cards.
Sure.
That's all they really need.
Yeah, everything's great. We're not a liability.
We're not computer wizards.
No, yes. You don't pay us to be a computer wizard.
That's not in the job description.
How'd you screw up at work? I got a message from a listener. I once replied all to a company-wide email saying my boss was being dramatic. Guess who was on the CC? My boss and his boss. So that's fine. Whoops. Oh, this is funny. This is kind of like something I would do. I used to be a reporter at a small town in Ohio. I was new at the TV station, thought I was muting my mic during a live segment. I wasn't. The whole city heard me say I needed to pee. That's funny. That is very...
I've been in so many different situations where I had a mic on and I'm like, hey, is this turned off?
Oh.
Because I need to go use the restroom. I was officiating a wedding recently and I had to make sure. I'm like, hey, video guy, listen, this is muted, right? Because I'm going to go use the restroom
right
now.
I know. I always assume.
I don't need you to listen.
If there is a mic around, that it is on. And
yeah. I just made sure I let them know first. Like, this is what I'm going to go do right now. You have been forewarned. Mute it.
You are going to hear noises that I'm not going to be proud of.
It's nature. Got another message. I was supposed to forward an email to a coworker, accidentally sent it to the client we were gossiping about.
Oh, that's like screenshotting a message and then sending it to the person you're talking about. That is legit. Exactly. That's the corporate version of that.
Yep. I took a personal day after that one. Oh, wow. Oh, another one. I once set off the fire alarm making microwave popcorn, burnt it so bad the building had to evacuate. HR still calls me Popcorn Girl.
Oh. Brooke says, while I was at work third shift, I was 24, on my work computer looking up stuff about Kentucky snakes. I typed in anaconda, and let me tell you popped up was not a snake.
No.
Our IT department called my office, and I had to explain to them what happened. Worst part was I had to explain to my boss what happened, and he was also a minister.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, I was just wanting to know about snakes. Listen, not that time of snake.
I was not trying to look up that kind of snake. I promise.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way, Kelly from Crescent Hill, thank you. She says, hey, if they fire you guys, then they fire all of us. Thank you. That is some, you know what? We'll print that out and give that to our boss, too.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Raina says, Ben, I'm you. You are me. Listen, I've always been cautious with those things. Always. My husband's a computer genius. Always warns me about this stuff, too. He builds computers and they're his babies. Well, when I got new work from home job, he built me one. It's amazing. I got a virus notification. Tells me I need to call this number. So I do. The guy tells me to do all these things. So I do.
Oh, no.
Then he says, no. This isn't good. And I'm like, oh Lord, what? And he says, why have you been watching bad things? That's when I was like, OMG, I've been scammed, and immediately hang up. Didn't tell my husband until that evening because I knew he was going to be mad. Oh my gosh.
No harm done, luckily, but oh my gosh. I have never heard that's a thing.
Wow. If anybody is like, oh gosh, call this number. I'm like, nope. No. I don't answer numbers that I even see their name. I'm not calling anyone.
But I've got, so there is a little site that I go to. It's like a free convert YouTube to MP3.
Right, you're going to get burned on that someday.
I know. Well, there's like one time where if it stays up too long, then it starts the loudest beeping and like, you have a virus. And then you can't like close out of it. And I have to like restart the computer.
Oh my god! I worked at a vet's office and mixed up two dogs' files.
Oh!
One was supposed to get a haircut. The other one was supposed to get neutered. Let's just say I wasn't asked back, and yeah, I was fired.
Oh gosh! Wow. Oh, that's a big oopsies.
Well, but you know what? That's not bad. Like, if the dogs probably needed to get neutered anyways,
or maybe they were gonna breed it.
Oh, well, maybe that's true. That's true.
Oh, another computer one. I was trying to fix the office Wi-Fi, unplugged the entire building server. Every computer went black. IT still calls it the great shutdown of 2019.
That's funny. Mason rolls in. He says, when I was younger, I was playing a billiards game on my dad's laptop. An ad popped up for Cool Sticks. So I clicked on it. The laptop was frozen forever.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That's rough. That's rough, guys.
Permanently rough. Broke the laptop.
Yep. Oh. All right, these are good stories. I didn't think we were going to talk this long about an oopsie that I did. Just a wee little oopsie that really couldn't, no one outside of our little bubble needs to know about.
Well, okay. But it's also a good lesson, because what if someone else today gets a little pop-up message on a website they always go to that they don't normally see that says, oh, there's a little security thing and you got to do all the clicky-clickies, and just don't. Don't do the clicky-clicky. Just don't.
Don't do the clicky-clicky.
Don't do the clicky-clicky.
All right. Thank you for the stories. on 99.7 DJX. Time for Jim Jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
You laugh, you lose. The game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy that I have in my hand and bragging rights. I don't remember who lost last week because losers go first. Kelly, do you remember?
It's pretty much you. I think it's you.
Oh.
Sounds right. I think it was you. Dealing with that.
You laugh, you lose. Kelly, I'd like to thank my dad for raising me as an only child.
Yeah?
Even though it made my sisters pretty mad.
Yeah. Yep. They'd be upset about that.
Sure.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I asked my mom if she can pick me up because I don't like the sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you're 47. That's your wife and kids.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Kelly, ask me how to pronounce my cat's name. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
How do you pronounce that?
Noel.
That took some effort.
Thank you. It's hard to call Noel.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, my wife and I are sitting on the couch watching TV. I hear a text. Realize, left my phone in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Get up, go to the kitchen, check it. It's a text from my wife. She says, please bring chips on your way back.
Oh.
Genius, right?
That is.
Genius. I might use that one.
Hey, Kelly, what's a pirate's least favorite letter?
What is a pirate's least favorite letter?
Dear sir, your internet access has been terminated due to illegal usage. Sincerely, your service provider.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were thinking something different.
I was.
That's why it's a joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guy says my wife got stung by a jellyfish and yelled, quick, pee on it!
Yes.
So I peed on it and shouted, that's for stinging my wife!
Oh. Peed on the jellyfish, not on the wound.
Yeah.
Got it. That's not going to work as well.
No.
Kelly, my girlfriend asked me if I was seeing someone else. Honestly, she's starting to sound like my wife.
Yes. Yeah, what a nag.
What a nag.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing worse than.
What?
There's nothing worse than having cranberry songs stuck in your head. In your head.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie. Kelly, after 6 years of dating.
Yeah.
My buddy's girlfriend proposed to him this week.
Oh.
Yeah, she proposed they see other people.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
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 Ben, you ever clean listening to music?
No.
Did you know there are rules?
No.
First rule of cleaning while listening to music, the toilet brush is never a microphone. It is never, 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 never a microphone. That is not what we use as a microphone.
Okay.
Gross.
It's you laugh, you lose. These are supposed to be jokes.
Supposed to be jokes?
6 years ago, I asked the love of my life if she'd go out with me.
Yeah?
Yesterday, I asked her if she'd marry me.
Oh, wow.
She said no both times.
Oh, wow. That is unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So you laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I was Googling about the best time to visit Japan.
Uh-huh.
The best time is when you have money.
Oh, gotcha.
Expensive trip.
Kelly had a job interview.
Yeah.
My grandma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My grandma was asked to explain a 4-year gap on her resume. She said, oh, well, that's when I went to Yale. The interviewer says, wow, that's impressive. You're hired. My grandma was like, oh, thank you. I really need this job.
Thank God she didn't lift up her skirt.
That was the next one. Grandma! Coming through in the clutch! Told that to my daughter yesterday. We were driving in the car. She hit me with a joke, and I hit her with that. And she just fell silent, and she just smiled. And I was like,
oh, that's,
got it!
That's the top of the mountain
got
for her.
Her.
That's,
got her!
That's the top of the mountain for her.
All right, you laugh, you lose there on 99.7 DJX.
Dang it, Grandma!
Grandma! I was talking with someone the other day, and I was admitting that, you know, sometimes I just like to go home or, you know, as I'm driving home, just kind of listen to classical music.
Oh, and this is a little decompressing, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, you like classical music? And I was like, yeah, I do. I enjoy classical music. I enjoy going to the, you know, the see the Louisville Orchestra perform. You know, I like, I
you
like
love
that.
Nickelback a, and the orchestra.
I know, such a such
two worlds
a
can live in one brain.
Right, two worlds can live in one brain and in one person. And they're like, I didn't know that about you. I was like, yeah, you know what? You know, a man's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Oh, nice. You're so many layers of Ben Davis.
So many layers, right.
Peeling back ever
like
so often.
Like an onion or a cake. Right,
yes.
For sure. Yeah, and then I saw that BuzzFeed asked that, and it was a, hey, what hobbies do dudes love but don't necessarily admit? And I thought this might be kind of fun to go down because, you know, sometimes... sometimes on the surface, like guys can be very simple, you know?
Sure.
But also sometimes there's layers, like I said. Someone said, I love stuffed animals and plushies from Squishmallows on my bed.
Listen, those are legit. Like if you've never squeezed a Squishmallow.
Honestly.
I feel like you're not living yet.
I feel like we need to have Ryan Smetzer on talking with us. He's on after us.
He admits that.
He fully admits loving Squishmallows.
Yes. And listen, my daughter was all about the Squishmallows. She's kind of like starting to grow out of that right now, but it makes me sad when she was starting to clear out some of the, like her stuffed animals that she doesn't need anymore. Cause we've had some legit awesome, like the big ones, and you can use it as a pillow, and it's just, and listen, my neighbor, grown woman, loves Squishmallows, has like some big ones on her bed. Yes, they are delightful.
So guys, if you're within the sound of my voice, text 502-795-1997 or admit, confess if you will, what hobby you enjoy but you don't necessarily tell a lot of people. Because it just doesn't seem like it would fit your stereotype.
Hobby or thing that you love.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So it's like, all right, you know, hey, I like working on cars. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
That's kind of expected, sure, though. That's like a typical kind of a guy thing. But it's something like, I secretly love motivational quotes.
Right.
But too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my faves.
Yeah, that's one. Another thing I love, Legos. Love Legos. Still to this day. I got last year for my birthday a working radio Lego set.
It works? Like you can listen to music on it?
So that's what I thought. It does. Oh. It does make noise. It makes sound.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like you can't tune in 9970 JX and like listen to us on this Lego radio. But
it looks cool.
But this Lego... as soon as I got it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I love Legos. I love puzzles. I love those sorts of things. Crossword puzzles, everything like that. So I don't know if that's like odd or alternative or adjacent to a stereotypical guy.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's super unusual.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
bubble
I
baths,
think so.
Yes, that's more of a woman thing, I think.
Like to soak
enjoy
and relax
bath.
In a bubble bath,
yes.
for sure.
There's a lot of guys that say, I love to relax in a bubble bath.
All right, well, let's take some of yours, all right? 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear some... Ladies, you're going to love this because this is like guy secrets. 99.7 DJX. Male confession time here where it's like, all right, what are the things that you love doing or items you love that don't necessarily fit the mold of a guy?
This is great. Tattooed Mexican. Chimes in on text. I love getting pedicures. When I moved to Indiana, I would go with my wife and get them. So imagine this, a 5'7 dirty blonde white girl and a 6'6 280-pound tattooed Mexican walk into a nail salon.
I love the looks
I got from everyone when my wife said pedicure for two. And I love to cook Mexican food. And when I have time, bake cookies, muffins, and cakes.
Yeah, you know what? I will concur with everything he said.
Yeah.
Because I had a pedicure for the first time last year, and it was life-changing.
Yep.
Now, I don't routinely get them, but I would. And also love cooking as well. I think mm-hmm. that's fantastic.
Yep. Hunter's fiance loves Porsche Hot Wheels or anything Porsche. Loves collecting pens and also loves the pedicures.
Oh, there you go.
Porsches and there pedicures. You go.
Yeah, Tony from St. Matthew says, I love the garden. Flowers, awesome. And the smells, the dirt, soothing. Yes. All of that. Yes.
That is great. Ray loves having spa nights with his wife at home.
Yes. Love it. Yes. Love again, it. Just the scented lotions.
There's a lot of good smells there too. Yes.
Yes. Someone else said sewing. Loves sewing. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My husband can sew a button. Like if something falls off, he can stitch a hole. He can sew a button. He doesn't do it often, but he can. He's good at it. And I will say this. My husband loves shopping.
There you go.
That is one of the things that we love to do together. And when the kids were little, we would love to go to the mall, push the stroller around, and just, yeah, that was our favorite thing to do on Sundays after church.
Another person said, I enjoy listening to boy bands like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yes. Yeah, we can have a dance party. I love all of it. Oh, and there's another 30-something white suburban dad. I love raunchy pop music like Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and the like. It's always on my playlist when I'm alone.
Raunchy with Taylor Swift and Katy Perry? Right.
Well, Sabrina Carpenter, I think he needs to add to the list, too, if you want raunchy pop, for sure.
Another person said these are like kind of the hobbies or things that are not stereotypically guy-centered that they like.
Unexpected, yes.
Yeah, romantic novels. Okay.
Oh. All right. Okay.
You know, I will say that I've read several kind of romantic novels at the request of my wife.
Colleen Hoover?
I haven't.
Okay, you need to dive into that.
But I have got into like the Outlander series, which is now a show. But yeah, they're a series of novels, and yeah, for sure.
Do they get graphic with the love plot lines?
They are very bloody, which is great, and they are very graphic.
Okay, then.
Yes, then. With the other stuff, so
they
that's good.
The picture in your absolutely. Mind. There's another, I'll admit it, I like romantic comedies, rom-coms, and fruity cocktails. Yes, we could hang out for sure.
Rom-coms and fruity cocktails. All right.
Like that stuff. Probably would love Arbor Mist, too.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
If you want to add more, we'll put it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Stressed Sally needs our help.
I like that. I like that. By the way, if you want us to call you something like that, just let us know. That's
exactly.
Great.
It's like
that's
an old school like advice really column name.
It
right?
really is, yeah.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your advice before I either ruin my marriage or my shoulders.
Okay.
So there's a guy in my office. Let's call him the office massager. His whole thing is giving spontaneous shoulder rubs.
Mm-hmm.
He'll walk up behind people, drop a quick 2-minute massage, go about his day. It's not weird or creepy to us. He does it to everybody. Think less handsy coworker, more office morale booster.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. I suffer from terrible headaches and constant tension. So these little quick midweek massages, life-changing.
Mm.
I'm not booking a spa day, but a quick shoulder squeeze during a stressful day, yes, please.
Okay.
I casually mention it to my husband because I'm an open book, and he did not love this.
Mm.
In fact, he told me he doesn't want this guy touching me at all.
Yeah.
He said it's a boundary thing. He feels weird about some random dude's hands on me, even if it's harmless.
Uh-huh.
Now, I totally get where he's coming from. I don't want to disrespect him or lie, but I also don't want to give up the stress-free relief I'm getting these days.
Mm.
So what do I do? Do I cut off the massages to keep the peace? Is my husband overreacting? Or am I the villain for wanting to keep the office massager in my life and on my shoulders? Help me out.
I mean, what's more important to you, your husband or this rando coworker who's massaging your back?
She said it's life-changing. It's not her back, it's her shoulders.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Is there a difference?
I feel like there's a difference.
It's your body.
It's a small little stretch of real estate on your body.
Listen, would he do it? Okay, so would this guy do it? Say
you dipped the pen in the company ink and your husband.
We're not there. That's not happening. No, that doesn't need to be discussed.
Kelly, let me finish my thought before you rudely interrupt.
Okay.
Say she dipped the pen in the company ink and her husband worked in the office with them. Is he going to her and still doing the massages, or is he not?
That's not happening.
If that answer is no, then that's inappropriate.
Again, we don't need to ponder that because that's not the situation. There's zero romantic feelings. It's just
we're
a little...
not inside this guy's head. We don't know.
Okay, but he goes around and does it to everyone. It's not just her. If he was singling her out and she was his only, quote, client, then that would be different. But he walks around. It's morale.
She says everyone, but what, like, I need her to be very specific about who everyone is.
She says everyone.
I know everyone she says everyone.
I think that's pretty clear.
Is it an office full of women?
Don't know.
We don't know. We need to be more specific.
Oh my goodness. I think you're really trying to microscopically find things
fire
that are
where
not
smoke
there.
Smoke is?
Again, if she was the only one, I understand. But it sounds like he's just trying to pump everybody up. It's like everybody likes a nice little shoulder rub, right? Except for Ben. Ben doesn't like it.
Listen, I can barely handle it when my wife gives me shoulder rubs.
Right.
I just can't handle it.
He's not creepy and he's not weird.
She's not weirded out by it. I get that.
Feel like you need to interview everybody in the office before you're going to believe what she says.
Jen texts us and says, oh God, it's the where's my hug guy. See, every office has got that guy, too. He's the hugger. He's like, did you have a bad day? Come here.
Everybody's going to stop massages. Amanda's like, that's weird as heck. Annie says, if it's a woman doing this to him at the office, how would she feel if the roles were reversed?
I mean, it's weird because, you know, I feel like a lot of people can relate to this type of person at the office.
Sure.
Because, like I was saying earlier, we had this person walking around our office and
he literally was the sweetest guy ever. He really was so sweet. He's the best. He was the best. And I enjoyed his little massage.
He would sneak up on you.
But again, the sweetest guy ever. And listen, Lisa is rolling in. HR does not love this either. She's our HR expert.
Would it be creepier if when he went in for the shoulder rub, he went...
Stop! There's no hair snipping!
So you're saying
adding
yes.
In elements that are not there.
So you're saying yes, that would be creepier.
Yes, that would be creepier.
All right. We don't know if he's doing that.
Oh.
All right, anyways. All right. Give us your example of this person at your work. Tell us that story, okay? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your comments and stories on the way next. I think the good news with this group therapy on 99.7 DJX is Sally's going to get rubbed.
That, when you say it like that, that is no.
That's no, I'm saying, I think we can make this into a good where Sally's going to get rubbed, massaged, however she decides to take this. Now, here's the issue real quick, catching up if you missed it. She's got a, quote, office massager. It's not a piece of equipment. It's an actual dude who just kind of goes around and gives random people at her work little, like, 2-minute rubs on the shoulder. She loves them. She's stressed. She gets headaches. She says it helps, but she told her husband, because she's an open book, her husband's like, yeah, not cool with that. Shut that down. And she's like, eh.
But do I have to?
I know. She's like, but I like them.
Do I just not tell him anymore?
But I like them. Yeah. So.
Exactly. She's like, it's not creepy. It's morale booster.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Morale booster, right.
It's a morale booster.
I will say there are a few, Kelly included, that are like, hey, I think it's cool Chris says, while I agree with respecting your husband as the utmost priority, I can't imagine being so insecure in myself and my relationship that something this harmless bothers me. If the attention were solely focused on you, was uncomfortable for you, or anything was said or inferred and it wasn't innocent, that would change things. But you just have to recommend that you and your husband work on each other, and you both work on being secure, trusting, and confident in your relationship.
Yeah, everybody, though, is just like, your husband's uncomfortable with it. That should be it. Shut it down.
But here's where I'm saying, this is Sally, this is where you need to listen, all right? You can still get rubbed. Just tell your husband, all right, I get it, you don't like it, but I need it. So
you're going to have to step up to the plate, sir.
So I need a nightly 10-minute decompression massage.
From you.
And fellas, hands up if you agree, because sometimes those massages lead to other things.
Okay. All right. So you're thinking this could be a win-win.
Especially if you're like, do you need your butt massaged too?
Okay. All right. We don't need to go any further. I think we get it. Thanks so much, though.
I'm just saying. You could turn this into good for you. Now, how do you turn down now the office massager? Right?
I know, because, you know, you don't want to make it awkward. He thinks he's just being nice. Heather says, I've seen a guy do this to some coworkers before, and it's exactly as you described. A quick 2-minute shoulder squeeze, back to business. I thought nothing of it. Definitely wasn't thinking he was wanting anything more. Just that type of guy. A morale booster, as you said. However, I know if it were me, and my husband wouldn't appreciate that at all. But my husband also gives me foot rubs, back rubs, shoulder rubs on the daily. Mm-hmm. So tell your husband you need more massages at home if he's not already doing it. So just like you said.
By the way, yep. Sorry, Jeannie. She just texted, I just spit coffee everywhere. Listen, you know.
Oh, now John says, the love doctor says communication is key. Sally, silence can speak volumes. Stop telling your husband.
Oh, my gosh. So how do you tell the office massager? Let's assume the advice is, all right, Sally, say no to the office massager. Tell your husband, hey, I'm going to need it from you. Chris says, as an HR professional, it doesn't matter if he's only massaging one person or everyone, initiating physical contact like this, unsolicited, sure. Inappropriate in the workplace.
I get it. Yes.
Yes. As a husband, he has a right to be offended.
Yes. And if the roles were reversed, absolutely, she'd probably feel real weird about some lady rubbing on her husband at work. Sure.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And she needs to put a halt to this guy touching her. Now, how do you do it? Be like, oh, no, I'm fine. This is where it gets tricky, because especially if she was like loving it and going,
right.
Oh, yes, Bob, love your hands on my neck.
She wasn't saying that.
And Bob's like, yeah.
Here comes Bob the massager again. You're making it creepy.
I'm just saying, if she's welcoming it, the complete 180 is going to seem abrupt. And if you don't want to disrupt things, well, maybe. No, I can't say that.
No, you can't say that. Alexis says, Ben, it's time to call it a day.
What are you talking about?
Alexis is telling you.
I need to walk through these situations in my own brain.
But you're adding words and elements that are not a part of Sally's story.
Who's envisioning Bob being a little bit heftier gentleman, kind of walking around?
I don't think we named him Bob. Okay.
No one has pictured this guy? Am I the only one who's pictured this guy being a little bit overweight, kind of looking like a Chris Farley type of guy walking going, hey, Bob's gonna give me the massage. So maybe Sally, you're like, you know what? Hey, Bob.
Bob, thanks. I'm good.
Why don't you rub my front instead?
Oh my
God! No. Don't say that.
Don't say that. Bad advice.
Don't say that.
And you are an office manager, sir.
I know. I mean,
you're an office manager.
Yes. And when I walk out of this door, that's when I gotta be serious. But when you're here, then it's fine.
Then you're instigating. Okay. I got it. All right. Okay. By the way, Dr. Aaron says that character development just exploded.
Someone else was like, I was more picturing Michael Scott from The Office. Yes,
yes.
I get it.
1,000%. I think that's what we all think about.
So I think, yes, Sally, you got to shut it down at work. the office massager just politely say, hey, thanks, but I'm going to decline.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Bob gives good office massages.
That's what he sounds like.
And you're like, I know. Don't throw your husband under the bus, though. I wouldn't
My
do that.
My husband doesn't like other men touching me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would just say, I'm not feeling it. Thank you, though. Write an anonymous note to HR and tell him.
Oh, we're telling on him. Okay. All right.
Do I need to be done?
Well, Amber says, Benjamin Aaron Davis, you're a little out of control today. Like, she uses your proper middle name.
That is my middle name, really.
I know. Yeah. Spelled A-R-I-N. She knew that, too.
She did know that. All right.
Anyway, okay, so listen. And Matt, no, Bob's probably not sniffing chairs when no one's like, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, no. And Lisa's like, Ben Frederick Davis, what kind of movies are you watching? All right, I feel like we just let him know, hey, thanks, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he keeps persisting and it becomes a persistent problem and he won't stop when you ask him to, then we elevate it to HR. All right.
Sally, so hopefully.
Your husband to step it up.
Yes, you can still get rubbed, Sally, all right?
Can you not say it like that? Can you not say you can still get a shoulder rub?
We've got to move on.
Yes, we have.
People are screaming at us going, shut up.
This has gotten so far off the rails. Sally had an innocent little question.
All right. So, Sally, no to the rubs at work. Yes to the rubs at home. Okay?
Matt says, and then you end up putting the lotion on the skin.
That's right. Matt knows how to give shoulder rubs that lead to something more. Anyways, all right, so that'll be it. Thank you so much for group therapy. So there's this guy named Jimmy Riley. He's a producer and a guitarist who's worked with like a ton of big names like Fall Out Boy, Willie Nelson, just a bunch of bands. He's been in the game a long time. He's trending online because he's insanely good at name that tune. Like, he can hear the start of a song and instantly, boom, know it. And
okay.
I'm going to play a little bit of this for you. And I've kind of edited them together, but he went through about 20 songs where you only hear, like, the opening beat and he's on it. Listen to this.
There's Runaway. Running and Empty. There's Brass in Pocket.
Yeah, so none, like, a lot of these songs you're probably not even going to know, but
yeah,
he's
no.
rolling through and
That's
listing them.
Insane.
That's Shaken. Two Tickets Paradise. The Warrior. Baby, Hold On to Me. He's So Shy. Fire.
I mean, do we even know if he's right?
Well, the person that's testing him knows.
Okay.
So I figured, Kelly.
No.
Thanks to our positions here, we have access to a lot of music here on 99.7 DJX. So I figured I would do that with you, all right?
Why don't you ever get to be the one that's quizzed?
Okay. We'll put that in the suggestion box.
Okay, great.
So do you want to go easy to hard or hard to easy?
Let's go hard to easy.
You want to go hard to easy?
Okay. Let's get the hard ones out of the way first.
Okay, so I'm going to play you just a beat of the song, okay? You tell me what song it is.
This is like our friend Emily in the afternoon doing her 1 second song.
Yeah, she does 1 second song every day. All right, so these are songs that we have played on 99.7 DJX hundreds, maybe even thousands of times.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound like I have to know these, otherwise I'm a massive failure in my life.
Yes. Okay, here we go. First one. Now, they could be songs that we did play
but not currently?
Yes.
That's the lane we're in now, I'm guessing.
Don't roll your eyes.
No, I'm rolling my eyes. I'm rolling my eyes at this whole thing because I'm being set up.
Here's the first one.
Oh. That's Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you.
Yes! Yeah! Yes! Very good. All right.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, good.
Here we go.
Okay, I got one. Let's end it right there. Yay, I'm good at this game. Yay!
No, why would we do that? And see, I considered that one a harder one. So
look at that.
All you're doing is going up now. Here
all right.
we go. Here's the next one. You want to
Tayo Cruz. Dynamite.
Yes! Look at you! Wow.
Wow. Good. Very good.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to get any of these wrong, Kelly.
Okay.
I think you need to give yourself a little bit more credit.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
That is, I Had Some Hail, Post Malone, yes, and Morgan Wallen.
You got it. You got it. Yes, for sure. Man, look at you.
I'm slaying the game.
You are doing very good.
Can we quit?
No. I just have a few more, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is a little quick Name That Tune. I'm just going to give Kelly the
I'm getting, like, false confidence. I feel like I'm getting overconfident. I'm going to miss the easy ones.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that is, that's Dance the Night Away, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh. That is Pink Pony Club, Chapel Room.
Yes!
Yes.
You are slaying it!
Yes, Stephanie says, thank goodness you work there. You go, girl. That's right.
All right.
Is this kind of like my audition for the show? Like, am I kind of like auditioning again? Like, if I didn't work here, this could be my audition. I would win this job.
Sure.
Okay. I'm feeling validated.
Sure.
Okay.
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 All right, here we go.
Oh, that is Sabrina Carpenter. That's Espresso.
Yes, yes, of course, of course, of course. Very good. Okay, two more. You ready?
Okay, all
right. Two more. Here we go.
I'm going for getting them all right.
100%. Go for 100%. Here we go. All right, Kelly.
That's Shaboozy, bar song.
Yes! Yes! Wow, Kelly, you're doing great.
Am I surprising you? I feel like I'm surprising you.
No, you're doing great. I mean, again, these are all songs that we've played and have played on DJX thousands of times. So
And listen, Ben never tells me the answers when we play these games. They're not in the show sheet.
Absolutely
we are
not.
I am pulling these out of my little brain.
Very little brain. All right.
Very little brain.
Very tiny, tiny,
tiny, tiny little brain. Microscopic brain.
Last one. Can she get
100%? Oh, there's so much pressure.
Can she get it? Come on. Come on, Kelly. Ready?
Yeah. Whoa. It's Benson Boone. Beautiful Thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did it. There you
100%.
Go. 100%. Wow.
Yeah.
What's in the game, Kelly K?
Thank you.
All right. So good job there.
Take that, Jimmy.
Yeah, take that, Jimmy, if that
whoever
is even
you are.
Your real name. All right, a little Name That Tune. Well done, Kelly. Well done.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do a stupid fact of the day. But I want to preface this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to preface this by saying I'm going to try to keep it as clean as I can. It does involve the animal kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of my favorite. That and space seem to be kind of where I gravitate to.
That is the lane for the learning, for sure.
The stupid fact of the day. Because honestly, when I learn these things, I want to shout it from the rooftop. I want to tell the world.
Everyone needs to know this.
All right, stupid fact of the day. Chimpanzees, right, Kelly? You've heard of them?
I've heard of chimpanzees.
A sign of their intelligence is actually in their poo-throwing ability.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. So explain, like, how can you tell if a chimpanzee is more on the intelligent side?
So the more accurately the chimp throws, you know, the feces.
Uh-huh.
Stronger his brain.
Do we know there's a target intended, or do they just typically just throw it just to throw it? I always thought that they just throw it just to throw it.
No, I think
but they're actually throwing it at something in particular.
Absolutely. And the more accurate they are, the more intelligent they are.
Did they know this? The people that discovered this, did they set up targets?
And how great would it be if humans did the same thing?
throwing poo?
Figured out how intelligent a person is by their ability, their accuracy at doing
IQ
that.
Test now going to be in poo throwing.
Well, you know, maybe
if
that's
you hit
just
the bullseye real smart.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the things.
Isn't that just like a motor skill? Like, you've got good motor skills if you hit the target.
Yeah. Sure, that's one of them. In the chimpanzee world, it's a sign of intelligence.
Being super smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I would think a better judge of that is, can you teach it things as far as, like, how to understand our language, maybe? Teach it some tricks so you know it's learning things.
Well,
But no, we're sticking with throwing poo accurately.
We already know that, you know, yes, chimpanzees can learn our language and can learn how to do things.
That right there, I would say they're smart.
Okay.
Like, that's really all the gauge I need.
This is the other part.
But
this
we're
is
taking
the other
a step
part.
Further by Bud.
Yes.
If they can really sling that poo
right.
at, you know, a direction right. they mean to, really super smart.
There you go.
Genius
that is your
level.
Stupid fact of the day.
That is real dumb.
You can tell the sign of intelligence in chimpanzees by the accuracy, their ability.
Okay.
To throw
all right.
their poo. All right. I don't know. This could be a little Ben and Kelly court. Is this a deal breaker? And if so, is it as insane as I think it is? From Kim.
I feel like it is a little insane. So let's get the evidence, Kim says. Hey, guys, first off, love the show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I know you guys talk about relationship stuff, and I wanted to tell you about a conversation my boyfriend and I had last night.
Mm.
I had just had to share with you because of how unintelligent he came off with his deal breaker. Mind you, we plan on getting married later this year or next, so this is not some casual dalliance.
Oh, wow, big word.
We went to dinner over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Guy in the booth next to us started coughing violently.
Mm-hmm.
After several seconds, he was okay, but it sparked a conversation between my boyfriend and I.
Yeah.
He considers giving CPR to a dying person to be a deal breaker.
Wait, what?
He said he would break up with me if I gave someone CPR, specifically mouth to mouth, even if I saved their life and no one else was around to help him.
Okay.
This includes his own parents.
Come on. Come on. Come on now.
He claims this is one of his boundaries, even though it doesn't apply to him. It gets worse because he said that he could save someone with CPR because he plans to be a doctor one day, but I couldn't, as my profession doesn't ask for that.
Okay.
He even said that this feels like a crazy double standard to me. Oh, you think?
He even admitted it.
He even doubled down. He said that if I wanted to be with him, I can't give anyone CPR. I should let them die.
You're kidding.
How insane is this?
Uh-huh.
The more I thought about it, the more I considered this to be a red flag. I don't think it's something I would break up with him over, because what are the chances? But he couldn't even understand how insane he sounded. I just had to share with you guys. Do you agree that this is insane? Yes.
Wow.
The thing that got me was even
his parents.
Parents.
Listen, I don't want you making out with my dad. Like, I'm not making
what?
Out with him. I'm
it's
saving lives
not
here.
Making out with anyone. It's a life-saving technique. Is he really, really? And again, he's like, this kind of sounds like a double standard. I'm not changing my mind. Can't change, won't change. That is what I get, that she thinks is probably never going to be something that we are encountered with.
Sure, sure. She says that, but literally the reason they're bringing it up is because someone was
almost
choking
yes.
behind them at a restaurant.
Yes, almost had to make that choice. Almost.
Have you ever had to give the Heimlich to anybody? Like,
no.
Have you ever been pulled into that situation where someone was choking?
We hear of all of these stories
yeah.
happening, and I feel like I need to learn. Like, you know, so my daughter went through a super sitter
yeah.
course. They learned CPR. She learned CPR. We've seen it on TV shows, but have we actually tried and practiced it? No.
I've been, you know, certified in CPR, but like, it's been years since
I was 12
had
years
to
old.
Yeah,
when
I was.
I don't remember any of it.
I had to take the test a long time ago. I have had to give the Heimlich to someone. So that
and
I,
you did.
I have.
You
done
didn't
that.
Look around and say, "Oh, someone else can handle that."
I know that's very. That's very
that's
me to just kind
of
be like, "Ah, someone else will figure it
someone
out.
Someone else is gonna handle that."
Man, I like. What does he think is happening in CPR?
Like, I feel like he might be doing it wrong if he is opposed.
Yeah, it's like, buddy, you're not supposed to use tongue.
Right, right. And as Dr. Aaron points out on the text line, what kind of doctor is advising refusing CPR?
That's a great, wow. I didn't even think of that point.
But he's like, you're not a doctor, so you shouldn't do that. You don't have to be a doctor to know CPR and save someone's life, especially your parents. Has his parents heard that? I'm wondering how they would feel about his philosophy of, hey, you know, if my fiance were the only one in the room to save your life, I told her not to. Are you good with that?
Listen, if my dad's dying, let him die. I don't want you putting your lips on his.
That's what he said. That's what he said. I feel like that's a deal breaker. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
She did say, the more she thought about it, the more she thought it was a red flag. And you know what? I will concur.
Yes.
I will concur.
And I get you feel like you may never have to cross that bridge, but you literally are talking about it because you almost had to.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a wild, insane deal breaker that maybe an ex had, or maybe you can admit it yourself and you got a story, 502-795-1997. But Kim, yes, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah, think about what he said.
For you.
His
not
own
for him.
Parents. He said, let them die.
Let them die.
What is that?
Wow. All right. That? Good stuff. Thanks, Kim. Wow. Right here, hang on. We find the defendant. Yep. Red
guilty
flag.
Of
guilty.
Being
yes.
Insane.
Yes,
guilty
exactly.
Of being insane. You must break up. Let us know how that goes.
Let us know how that goes. All right, and if you've got a story, let us know. 502-795-1997. Thanks to Kim for passing along her wild story of her boyfriend that she's planning on getting married to. I don't know if fiance. No, she said boyfriend. That she,
yeah,
that,
so but they've had the marriage discussion.
They've had the marriage discussion.
Path.
Yeah, exactly. And he considers if she is to give CPR to someone, regardless of whether it's his parents, that's a deal breaker, and she shouldn't be putting her lips on anybody else.
Yes, like it's fine for him because he's going to be a doctor.
Yeah,
but she, nope, you don't put your mouth on anyone else. He literally said, if it's my parents, you let them die.
which we
have labeled insane, told her to break up. Danny said, yeah, this is absolutely insane on its own. But this also means that if she needs CPR one day and he isn't there to provide it, he'd rather she die than receive CPR from someone else.
That's
really what he's also saying too, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, you know what? If I'm not there to put my lips around you and bring you back to life, then you die.
Exactly. It's been a good run. Sorry about your luck. I loved you.
I loved you. Tina said, I did the Heimlich procedure on someone choking on a steak in a restaurant. I was one of the servers. Felt bad for him because he was on a blind date. And so excited and nervous. And then I had to give him the Heimlich and make a chunk of steak go flying across the room.
Gosh. Oh, no.
She said it was about 25 years ago. I always wondered if he got a second date.
Oh, gosh. She's never going to find out.
Man, I hope so. Hopefully the lady was understood that, got a little excited.
That happens. And thank goodness Tina was there to save his life. But yeah, that is awkward. You were trying to make a good impression and you had to have another lady save your life in front of the lady you're trying to impress.
Tony says, this bro has deep-seated issues, needs to be discussed with a professional. Huge red flag.
Exactly. Yeah. When you are sitting there saying out loud, let my parents die. If I am not there to be the one to save them with the CPR.
They do have mouthpieces that you can put on someone's mouth who is in distress so that your lips don't actually touch theirs.
So just carry one of those and then maybe it would be fine.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But if that is not a part of the follow-up conversation along with them, then we need to break up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because that, how in the world, and she was trying to justify it. Well, it's probably not going to happen. So we probably won't have to cross that bridge. However, they're talking about it because it almost did happen.
Yeah, what about the practice dummies in a CPR class? Does that count? Someone texted?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's okay because it's non-human.
It's not a real person.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's equating it to making out with a stranger.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for that. Thanks for the stories. It's 99.7 wow. DJX.
How did your dog get you into trouble? So my dog always has a tell whenever we get home. And we open the back door. And typically, if we've been gone, you know, a couple hours or a few hours or something like that, my dog Dougal will take his time to get to the back door. Like, he'll have been sleeping on the couch or whatever, and he's a little stretchy boy, and he walks in, and he's like, oh, hi, guys. You know, kind of gets over. But if he's done something that he knows is wrong, he will be right at the door and run out immediately.
Oh.
And so,
like, trying to run away from the scene of the crime?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. And so immediately we're like, what did you do? What did you do? And then we're asking each other, we're like, what did he do? Yep. What did he do?
Yep. And then you have to go search.
You have to search. Yeah. You're like, okay, what was this supposed to be right here? Where was it? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, it's normally Peaches. Peaches is always the guilty one. So anytime I look at her now, she's kind of hunkering down.
Mm.
Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been in trouble so much, I just feel like I'm always in trouble now.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. And I have to remind her, like, no, you're fine now. You're fine now. You know when mommy's mad, though.
We got a text from a listener who said Gucci, their pit, where he recently, you know, passed away.
Aww.
But when he was a puppy, he was just happy to be alive, and he would open, and then when they would open the door, he would run out, and the TARC bus was in the front opening its doors, and he would just get on the TARC bus, greet all the old ladies, and then leave.
Screaming old ladies. They were not. They were a little,
that's hysterical.
They were a little scared.
Oh my gosh! What's a dog doing on here?
This dog is going to attack us, like, on the bus.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to say hi. How are you?
They don't understand that not everyone wants to be greeted.
My dog has zero idea of personal space. Zero.
Yeah, exactly. No social cues. Yes. Well, I have three pugs, and I think pug owners kind of naturally just think everyone's going to love your dog, even if three of them are running at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not everyone does.
Oh, Tina.
I love that.
My golden retriever ate the entire batch of donuts I baked for my boss's brunch party.
Oh!
I had to show up empty-handed, explain my dog has a donut problem.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, Tina, weren't you supposed to bring donuts? Yeah,
yes,
I was.
I was.
I had a dozen of them all here.
I did.
Made them all fresh. Dog decided he was going to eat them.
If my dog could talk, he would tell you. I would make him tell you. Mike says, my bulldog chewed through my now ex's designer purse.
Oh, no.
Which wouldn't have been a problem if he hadn't already been fighting about how immature I was.
Dang.
Oh, no.
Linda, my Yorkie tripped me while I was carrying laundry down the stairs. I ended up in the hospital after breaking my ankle. My husband still laughs when we talk about it.
Yes, especially little dogs can get underfoot constantly.
Big dogs do. My dog is always in the way because my dog has zero idea of personal space.
Again, yes. I think that is just straight a flat dog characteristic. Jason, my pit mix, jumped on the kitchen counter, knocked over a candle, caught a hot pad on fire, set off the smoke alarm. The fire department did show up, and our apartment building had to be evacuated.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah.
He was just,
that is much.
He just wanted to help cook. That's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to do. He was just a really helpful boy. We're talking how your dog got you into trouble.
Michelle, my husky knocked over my boyfriend's new 85-inch TV while chasing a bee.
Oh.
Wound up having to buy him a new $5,000
TV. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, those are crazy. For a bee.
Dang.
But in his mind, he's, I am going to save you from the bee, Mommy. I know that they can sting, and I am going to try to chase him out of the house for you, Mommy. You are welcome. Probably didn't even catch the bee.
Oh, Jennifer, my lab stole my neighbor's Amazon package, turned out to be lingerie.
Oh.
Now every time I see him, he winks at me. Ew.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
He must have, like, it must have been one of those soft packages, and the dog must have just been like a little chewy boy.
Tear through it
a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Olivia, my lab chewed through my purse, my wallet, and the $200 I had in my wallet.
Oh.
I discovered fragments of $20 bills in his poop for the next week.
Actually ate it. Not just chewed it up, ate it.
Yeah, no, that was, I lived that when I was first dating my husband and Sadie, his yellow lab. I just bought these beautiful Michael Kors heels and put them in the box on the bed. And then we went back out. And that dog ate one entire shoe. The only thing left was a little silver ring on the side of the strap. Oh, that was it. Yeah. It was disintegrated. That was disintegrated.
Dogs are fun, aren't they?
I didn't even get to wear them once.
Mary said, Loki, my pocket bully, was I was taking a shower. Heard this big old noise, looked down, there he is just looking at me. Hi, Mom. Water all over the place because, of course, the shower curtain gets you all messed up. It was cute. Yes. Couldn't get mad.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Whitney says, my Great Dane gets on the counter and steals bananas. She's also learned how to peel them herself.
Wow, that's funny.
That's a talented dog right there.
One last one. Tim, my border collie bolted on me while I was jogging, yanked the leash, and I face planted into a tree, breaking my nose.
Oh.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh. So,
yeah,
ouchie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you're not expecting it and they bolt and it's like you get jolted,
Yeah, and they have a little bit of strength. Yeah,
for sure.
They're still 20 out of 10.
That's right. They're just trying their hardest.
Yes.
They just want to be good boys and girls. Absolutely. That's all they're trying to do.
Yep.
We find random things we think are interesting and bring them to you. Yes, we are going to go to the animal kingdom for this.
Of course. We're either in space or we're in the animal kingdom. That's really the two lanes we're ever in.
Thanks to Finding Nemo, we kind of know more about the fish world, right?
Sure.
And puffer fish are a fun little animal that we've seen where that's part of their defense. They like puff up, right?
Fish are friends, not food.
So I guess it didn't really occur to me. And so you're probably going to go, well, duh, Ben. This isn't stupid fact of the day. It's a stupid Ben fact of the day.
Okay.
But puffer fish inflate themselves not by sucking in air, but by sucking in water.
That would make sense.
Wouldn't it, though? But I'm sitting there going, oh, well, obviously they're just like, boom, and they suck in air. No, that's not the case. They can't suck in air. They're underwater.
Exactly. Oh, wow. It's really magical, though, that we can all be here for you connecting these dots.
Wait, would you have been able to connect those dots had I not already spelled it out?
I feel like we already assumed that, didn't we? If they're underwater.
Yeah, but you say puff, like a puff of air. They just go boop.
Sure, but they're underwater, and fish breathe with gills. They breathe with the water.
Okay, so again, Kelly, the way you're saying it and the way you're talking now...
My God, descending tone.
...makes it like it should have been obvious for me, and I...
Yes.
And it shouldn't...
Didn't we all know that?
It shouldn't... Obviously, we didn't, Kelly!
There's a reason why they're gasping when they're out of the water. Like, that's not how they're built. Have you seen that? They can't breathe because they need to be in the water to breathe. That's how they're built.
So they suck. They don't puff. Whatever. 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 This is stupid. I knew if I exposed this and was a little bit more raw that it would come back to bite me. That no, Ben, obviously everybody knows that puffer fish suck water in, not air. You're dumb.
Maybe there was somebody else that just learned that too. And I think it's great when we get to be here to witness the light bulb turn on for you. That's great. Okay. What a moment. All right, whatever.
We're moving on. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. Debbie and Jim are getting a divorce. It's 99.7 DJX.
Like a traditional divorce?
They're getting a bathroom divorce.
A bathroom divorce.
She hates how messy he is and thinks the only way that they can actually save their marriage is by getting this bathroom divorce.
I think a bathroom divorce is best exemplified by two toilets, two sinks, and two ways to shower or bathe in the morning.
Yeah, basically she's just advocating for his and her bathrooms.
Okay.
We have everything separate. The pet peeve of my old bathroom was the wet, sticky floor every time I went to use the toilet.
Oh.
The wet, sticky floor?
I feel as though there is probably splatter that she was talking through. Is that what she...
So knowing that I use a bathroom with a dry, pristine floor...
You know, one of the members in, who uses the bathroom has a prostate and the other doesn't.
Okay, that's his
solution. It's because I can't blame me because it's a splatter. I don't have great aim.
I mean, you can wipe it up.
You could.
Listen, that's a guy.
You should.
That's a guy that hasn't lived with a bunch of women because I am reminded very, very sharply about any sort of mess that may be left.
They sound, though, they're in advanced years.
So, yeah, I mean, they're maybe like...
They could be empty nesters.
Their late 50s, something like that. But so they've got basically a large bathroom. They've got the common area that has two sinks. But then they've got their own little closet areas to go and use the toilet.
We have their own little toilet closets. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So she apparently thinks that this is the way that they can save their marriage.
Is she now expecting him to clean his little toilet closet? It sounds like not a lot of that's happening.
Great question, Kelly.
Yeah.
Great question.
Because that would also drive me insane, even if I wasn't using it, if I could see
it. Right, right.
Yeah, and it was an absolute mess, disaster area, couldn't do it.
Maybe he shuts the door. So, you know what?
Oh, just shut the door.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't worry about
it. Out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
Wow.
Don't worry about it.
So, you know, our kids kind of, they're upstairs. We don't go up there like a ton on a regular basis. So we kind of like, hey, you guys got to tell us when things need to, you know, have attention to it. Like the shower needing to be cleaned, like it really, they let it get real grubby before they're like, hey, let's clean the shower.
Sure, their tolerance is not as...
And then I'm like, hey, you know what? Here are the cleaning supplies. You just do spray, spray, spray. Let it sit for a little bit. Then you do some scrub, scrub, scrub. You guys are perfectly capable of doing that.
So what silly thing could you divorce your partner over? Debbie thinks it's his bathroom habits.
Right. Well, they found a solution.
Yeah, and that's apparently the solution. Tony the Welder says, my wife could probably divorce me over the sound my toe makes when I pop it.
Oh, ow.
She hates that sound and yells at me every time.
Can't stand it either. I can't stand it. Just I can't stand popping. Nope.
Snap.
I can't stand snapping. Can't do it.
And it's like, hey, you know what? And I get it, Tony. Like, sometimes it feels good. Sometimes you just got to do it.
I can't.
You just got
to
do it.
No. But, like, both the kids always go to my husband and just like, hey, Dad, crack my toes.
Yeah.
You know, then, yeah, no.
Yeah. So what, tell us the silly thing that you could divorce your partner over. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of your responses and stories coming up.
We're getting petty.
yeah, we are getting a little petty. A little petty. Call it a bathroom divorce. That's what Debbie and Jim are doing to try to save their marriage. So what silly thing could you divorce your partner over, Jennifer?
I want to divorce my husband over his sleeping habits.
Oh.
He's violent. He will hit me. He kicks me.
Oh.
He just slams the bed. Yeah, it's terrible. So I built a wall of pillows down the middle of our king size bed.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, that's good. I know a lot of snoring can be a big problem for, and like sometimes.
He's violent. I've gotten like a bloody lip. I mean, violent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? It sounds like you've found a solution other than divorce. So
that's good.
Yeah, he hates the wall of pillows. He always wants to take it down. And I'm like, absolutely not. I don't
want to
die.
This is here because of you.
Right, right, exactly.
And he can't help it.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Alexis, I feel like she and my wife could have a long conversation about what she just texted in.
She says, I'm angry now just thinking about it.
His chewing.
Yes. She's like, why can't you hear when you chew? Why can you hear you chew when your mouth is closed? I'll literally leave the room if he's eating something chewy like our kids' fruit snacks.
Yeah, I know. I chew with my mouth closed, but still it's a sensory thing. And my wife will just look at me and go, is that good?
It sounds tasty.
It sounds tasty.
It sounds just super tasty.
Oh, shoot.
Stephanie said, I would divorce my husband over him biting and picking his fingernails and picking up his toenails instead of using nail clippers. Oh, picking off his toenails instead of using nail clippers. Oh, geez. I can't stand the noise of it. And he hates it when I get on him about it, especially when I can hear him biting and picking at his nails from the kitchen. Oh, and then we got another message. Wants to remain anonymous. My wife brushes her hair out in the shower and then sticks her hair on the wall and leaves it. Could easily be a deal breaker, but I love her. LOL.
What silly thing could you divorce your partner over? Mindy says he wants the heating on all day, every day, and I'm always too warm. Okay, got it. Sheila, if I have to pick up one more pair of underwear off the floor on his side of the bed, I'm ending it all.
Wow.
I'm ending it all.
Wow. OMG. Oh, Tracy says bed blanket covers. We have separate ones. My husband still steals mine.
Oh, yeah. Joe, he chews with his mouth open. I can barely hold a conversation with him when we're eating because I want to barf. Yeah. So.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Tammy, he will always eat the last tasty snack without asking. I didn't marry you just to be snackless and betrayed.
Snackless and betrayed.
That is funny.
I love that. Oh, Kim, he will watch our favorite show without me.
Oh.
If you're willing to cheat on Netflix, what else are you capable of?
That's funny. Jen says, leaving knives out after he cuts something, finding them in the living room, the washer, the dryer, the bathrooms, is like he has to prove he cooks so the onion peels and knives can never make it to the sink. Now, listen.
What in the world?
Jen, I'm going to tell you, it's a thing where you're like, okay, I'm not going to wash this yet because I might use it again.
What?
Yeah.
Why can't you just simply wash it really quick after you use it?
See, if you use the knife to maybe make a sandwich and you need to set it on the sink just in case you want to make another sandwich, you can have it there. And you don't need to dirty another utensil.
Are you going
to
make that decision right after you eat the first sandwich, though? Or are we going to, like, leave it there for hours in case later in the day you want to make another sandwich?
Well, you might need to let it marinate for a couple 15 minutes or so after you finish your first sandwich to decide whether or not you want another sandwich. And you'll need that knife again.
Okay, 15 minutes I'm fine with. So, it's Jen, hours on end or till the next day I can't handle. I mean, no.
What silly thing could you divorce your partner over?
Oh, I want to divorce my entire family over this.
Oh.
They will never push the food down the garbage disposal.
Oh.
They'll just dump the food in the sink and leave it.
Oh.
So I'm constantly going, and then so I'm then shoving other people's food, discarded food, down the dishwasher, the disposal, and then running that. Like I've told everyone, like, guys, when you rinse off your plates or your bowls and there's food left over you didn't eat, you can use the sprayer and you can guide it,
you know what,
with
I'm
the
hearing
water,
right now? You know what I'm
and
hearing
then you
right
can
now?
Shove it down and then here's the little switch underneath the sink. You turn that on.
You know what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
Nag. Nag, nag, nag.
Who wants to be the one that's constantly doing that, though?
Sarah says,
like, eating food.
Sarah says, trash bags. I appreciate that he takes the trash out, but he never refills it with a new bag. Drives me crazy.
The job is not finished until that's done.
Mary says, is it too petty to divorce over loading the dishwasher wrong?
Oh.
I can't spend a lifetime fixing your chaotic spoon placements.
Oh, chaotic spoon placements. Okay, so are you a utensil is facing up? Or are they facing down?
I'm however they go in.
Okay.
I don't have a specific...
Oh, whatever. However they land?
They land.
Yeah.
Is how they say
it. I know many people think they're not going to get cleaned unless they're facing up, but I have a fear of the knives. Yeah. Like, I can't do that with knives because I will probably stab myself reaching down to unload it.
We could probably stay on this topic literally all show. We'll get to one more here real quick. Chris.
The way she says couch, she puts an N at the end and it sounds like couch. And it drives me crazy. I swear, it drives me crazy. We've been together for over 12 years and she still does it to this day. And every time she does it, I just give her the side eye and I'm like, really?
Does she not understand there's no N in it and how it sounds?
I tried to show her some pictures and some examples, you know, from the dictionary.
It's that fantastic Louvillian accent, isn't it? Thank you
that
so much.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks.
Amanda says, he will leave 1 second on the microwave.
Oh, that's maddening.
Are you a monster or just allergic to the clear button?
Yes, no, but you know what? I will say this. There could be an argument that you don't let it go all the way to zero so then it doesn't like beep loudly and make the noise. Yeah, maybe you're trying to keep people from waking up. There could be that. There's a lot of sharing of blankets and stealing of blankets. Tim says she refuses to share the blanket. If I'm cold at night, isn't that basically emotional neglect?
Yes. Yes, emotional neglect. So anyways, thank you for all the stories there. And you can catch more on the podcast at WDGX.com. Tap listen.